This is Akashvani, the news read by Akhila. Home Minister Amit Shah has said the Narendra Modi government has strengthened the security of the nation through political will and the use of technology in the past 10 years. Replying to a discussion on the working of the Home Ministry in Rajya Sabha yesterday, he highlighted that the NDA government has zero tolerance policy towards terrorism. He pointed out that the country faced three major challenges in the past which hindered its progress and development: terrorism in Jammu and Kashmir, left-wing extremism, and insurgency in the northeast. He stated that the government has dealt with all these challenges with a firm hand. The Home Minister emphasized that Nexalism in India will be eliminated by March next year. Earlier, participating in the discussion, M. Shanmugam of DMK raised the issue of long working hours of the security personnel and vacant position in Central Armed Police Force. After the Home Minister's reply, the House was adjourned for the day. Union Agriculture and Farmers Welfare Minister Shivraj Singh Chauhan has said, under the Digital Agri Mission, a digital identity card will be provided to every farmer of the country. Replying to a debate in Lok Sabha on the demands for grants related to his ministry for 2025-26, Mr. Chauhan said through this initiative, the farmers can avail the benefits of various government schemes. President Draupadi Murmu has said that sensitivity towards the deprived class determines the reputation of a country or society. Addressing the Purple Fest event at Rashtrapati Bhavan last evening, the president said, "Compassion, inclusiveness and harmony have been the values of Indian culture and civilization." The president said the preamble of the constitution speaks about social justice, equality of status and dignity of the individual. President Murmu expressed happiness that the government is striving to empower and ensure equal participation of the Divyangjan through the Sugamya Bharat Abhiyan. The fourth India-EU Maritime Security Dialogue was held in New Delhi yesterday. The two sides conferred on ways to sustain a secure maritime environment conducive for inclusive growth and global well-being. They reviewed ongoing cooperation initiatives in the maritime domain and avenues of reinforcing international and regional mechanisms for comprehensive maritime security. They agreed to strengthen their shared efforts in areas such as countering illicit maritime activities, protection of critical maritime infrastructure, regional capability development and capacity building activities. Secretary East in Ministry of External Affairs, Jaideep Mazumdar, held a consultative meeting with State Secretary, Ministry of Foreign Affairs of Mongolia, Muktukshik Lakhanja. Both sides discussed further strengthening of India-Mongolia strategic partnership and maintaining high-level engagements. Government has said that India's position on Ukraine-Russia conflict is well known and understood as well. It said India has always advocated for sincere and practical engagement between the two parties and other key stakeholders through dialogue and diplomacy to arrive and find lasting resolution for the conflict. Briefing media in New Delhi last evening, MEA spokesperson Randeep Jaiswal said India's conversations with both parties to the conflict as well as with other stakeholders have been in line with this larger approach. In London, Heathrow Airport has resumed some flights after a fire at a nearby electricity substation forced the airport to close. Some incoming flights from Europe are being prioritized with some outgoing flights. Heathrow Airport Chief Executive Thomas Woolby has said that the airport will be back in full operation today. Meanwhile, a fire brigade has informed that the fire near Heathrow Airport that knocked out power to one of the world's busiest airports is now under control. Hundreds of thousands of passengers faced flight cancellations after a fire knocked out power to the London's Heathrow Airport. In Swiss Open badminton, India's Teresa Jolly and Gayatri Gopichand stormed into the women's double semi-finals in Basel, Switzerland yesterday. Commonwealth Games bronze medalists Teresa and Gayatri defeated Hong Kong's China's 8th-seeded pair Yung Nyo Ting and Yung Pu Lam 21-18-21-14. They will face People's Republic of China Liu Xingshu and Tan Ning in the semi-finals today. In ISTAF Sepak Takraw World Cup 2025, both men's and women's Indian teams secured the bronze medals in the quad events category at Patna in Bihar yesterday. 20 countries are taking part in the World Cup. And that is the end of this news bulletin.